May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 507. We'll sing verse 1 and from verse 5 to the end. How oft I grumble and repine, with blessings in my hand. There's nothing here can satisfy, nor gold, nor house, nor land. Hymn number 507, singing verse 1 and then from verse 5 to the end.
Oh, Let us read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of Genesis, chapter 35, reading the first 15 verses. Genesis chapter 35. And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God, that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household, and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings, which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Beuchah. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram, and blessed him. And God said unto him, Thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall be called, and not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel. You now please turn to the book of Psalms, number 34. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and be pleased to help us in prayer. Kind and merciful, gracious Lord God, our lives are spared and we see the light and the dawn of yet another Sabbath day. But Lord, since we know not, Lord, how many more Sabbath days, or even if we should be spared to see yet another Sabbath day, we do ask and pray that thou wilt bless this day to us. Lord, that there may be that gracious, divine work of thy Holy Spirit found in our hearts, in our midst, so that souls are indeed fit and prepared for heaven and for glory. Dear Lord Jesus, we read of how there was a poor woman, and she came and she broke that alabaster box of ointment, and thou didst say to those that criticised, leave her alone, against the day of my burying has she done this. And we do pray, Lord, that there may be so here this day, so that against the day of our burial, these things might be done in that great and holy and worthy name of Jesus. We do seek thy gracious presence, that divine anointing to hear, and that anointing to speak in thy name. We do pray then that thou art help us, Lord Jesus. And oh, may not this day pass by without there being something done here in this house of God to thine honour, glory and thy praise. Lord, thou hast promised that thy word shall not return unto thee void, but it shall accomplish that whereto thou art pleased to send it. Then may that be so here today. We ask then that thou art be very near. Oh, we would indeed enter into thy courts with praise and thanksgiving for all the mercies and favours, blessings bestowed upon us day by day and hour by hour. The mercies countless as the sands which daily we receive. Thy mercies are great, enduring morning, great is thy faithfulness. Lord, and we are still found on praying ground. Oh, what a great mercy that is. And oh, that we may then be helped and enabled to redeem the time, because the days are evil. We may be found then looking heavenward. We may be found casting our eyes up unto him who is able to save even to the uttermost. As the apostle exhorts, looking unto Jesus. Then may that eye of faith be given and granted to us. We humbly pray, beg and ask. We do pray thou would indeed pardon and forgive every sin, every iniquity. And knowest, Lord, where sin hangs heavy on the heart of one and another. Lord, but we pray if it be thy heavenly mind and will, that they may hear that voice of love and mercy proclaiming to them that their sins are pardoned and forgiven even this day. Lord, and that thy name then be glorified. Lord, speak, for thy servant heareth. We want to hear, and hear as for eternity. We want something, dear Lord, which we can live on. We want something we can die on. Lord, oh, to die leaning on our beloved. Finding that place of refuge for our poor, never-dying soul. To be sheltered beneath the sheltering blood of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Whilst, dear Lord, we are sinners, and that needs no proof, and we sorely feel the fall, and we are verily, verily guilty of so many, many things. But, dear Lord, we come to thee because, dear Lord Jesus, thou hast said thou didst come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Oh, that thou wilt grant to us that true, godly, gracious sorrow and repentance, that repentance that needs not to be repented of. And dear Lord Jesus, thou did also say that him that cometh to thee, I will in no wise cast out. Then, Lord, encouraged by thy word, we come and plead thy name, thy divine faithfulness, because again thou didst say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Then, Lord, may we come, pleading that worthy name of Jesus, that name that is above every name. Oh, Lord, it's like the hymn writer says, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. Oh, Lord, do grant to us that faith. Then to look up and to believe and to trust alone in him. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Now, Lord, we pray again and pray and lovingly commend to thee, dear Lord, this church and congregation here. Remember them each, bless them each. And, dear Lord, do make thy goodness pass before them. and do favour them. Thou knowest all about them, Lord. They're all known to thee, every one of them, from the youngest to the eldest. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou may thy goodness pass before them even this day. Lord, we pray for the little ones and the children, those still at school. We pray that thou remember them and bless them. Some of them, Lord, may be taking exams at the present. And perhaps, Lord, they're concerned and worried about those things. Oh, that thou help them to pray the simple prayer, and yet the blessed prayer. The dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. They may be found looking up and find and prove that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Then be with them. And Lord, and do bless the little ones also. Perhaps, Lord, those that don't even go to school, remember them. Lord, do bless their souls. Do grant them sweet tokens of love. And pray, dear Lord, that none, Lord, in this congregation will be left out when thou for them shalt call. Hear our prayer. Pray for the parents, Lord. Bless them. Bring up their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. And we pray then for each and every one. Lord, to be very near and very gracious to them, we do beseech thee. Oh Lord, each age group has its own peculiar trials and difficulties and concerns. And Lord, thou knowest the concerns then of each and every one. The older ones here, Lord, they've got their children, they've got their grandchildren. And Lord, and all these things are a great burden. We pray that thou would help them to commit all into thy hand. Be with the young ones, Lord, we pray, in their relationships with one another. And Lord, and do provide for them each, we pray, with suitable wife, a suitable husband, so that they go up to the house of God in love and unity and the bond of peace. Lord, do provide for them. Oh, that they may prove, Lord, thy goodness going before them in life's pathway. And prove that thou hast been better to them than all their doubts and all their fears. Now we pray for others, Lord, we think of. Indeed, there are some here, Lord, that walk, Lord, in a bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts, graciously support them. And others, Lord, here and there, that have lost near and dear ones. Lord, to be very gracious, we pray. Oh, we ask, Lord, that whilst they mourn, that they may not mourn as those without hope. We do seek, Lord, thy blessing and the sanctifying influence of thy Holy Spirit upon one and another, and be very near and very gracious, we pray. Lord, we pray that thou art help. Lord, as we think of one taken in the past week, Lord, 92 years old. Lord, we say, well, he lived a long time. And that's true. But Lord, then we think of others that were nowhere near that age. Lord, we pray that thou wilt comfort then all that mourn. Be with the widows and the widowers. Lord, to be very near to them. Hold them up at this time. Do strengthen them. And those who have lost mother, the father, the brother, the sister, and Lord, and there are those that we know of and think of that have lost a child. We remember them. Lord, do be very gracious then to all that mourn at this time and comfort their hearts, that they may know that thou art that God of all comfort. And then, Lord, there are those in sickness and affliction's path, and some of them are old, and some of them are young. Someday, Lord, it may be that thou art taking down this body to the grave. But Lord, we think of them and pray for them. Thou art mercifully appear, bless their souls abundantly. And then, Lord, there's others, younger ones, Lord, in affliction's path, do put thy hand. And Lord, and do sanctify all these things. Lord, whether it's afflictions, bereavements, troubles, trials, difficulties in the way, be very near. Oh, may thy goodness pass before them. Lord, we think of the words of the psalmist. He said, it was good that I'd been afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Oh, what a blessed, gracious, sanctifying effect afflictions then had on him. And we pray, dear Lord, that the way and the path wherein we go and wherein we walk, where we're called to walk, we pray that it may be sanctified and blessed to us, means of blessing to our soul. And Lord, we think of those that have left and forsaken the house of God, praying that thou wilt bring them back, that thou wilt snatch them as brands from the burning. And dear Lord, and if there's any, perhaps we hope there's none, but should there be any in this assembly that are thinking of going away, oh, we pray, dear Lord, thou wilt change their hearts, that thou wilt graciously work within them. Lord, it may be that they feel that no one takes any notice of them, and I might as well just disappear. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that they may realise that thou dost take notice of them. And oh, that they may then pray. They may begin to pray, even from this day. Begin to pray unto the God of heaven, the God that hears and answers prayer. And then, Lord, there's others in this world we would and should and desire to pray for. That some of them are persecuted in various parts of the world. Some places more than others. Lord, we do ask that thou wilt remember those that are persecuted. Hold them up, strengthen them, graciously support them and be with them. And Lord, in thy mercy, do have mercy on the persecutors also. As thou did Saul of Tarsus, then help us. And now, Lord, there's the nation also to pray for, or appear for us. To raise up for us men of God. We ask and pray that our government, Lord, may indeed be found under thy divine control. Lord, we think of Balaam. He was hired to curse the people, but he couldn't, because thou didst command him to bless. Oh, that we may have these things made known in this our day. Gracious Lord, do arise. Do then hear our prayers. We do pray thou wilt pardon our every sin and every iniquity. Wash and cleanse us then in that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. And do accept our humble thanks for all thy goodness and mercy and all thy kindness to us. For mercies countless to the sand. Lord, we pray that help us to bless thee for the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who himself said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And may we here this day be found amongst those whosoever. Then do hear our prayers. Make up, Lord, where we fail. Pardon where we ask amiss. Do come. And Lord, as a poor man, and a poor man needs thy help, the aid of thy spirit. Lord, that thou pour in that we might pour out. Thou keep our hearts and our minds fixed on those things above. Lord, that we may not be left to wander in our minds or in our thoughts. That we may indeed be helped to speak well of Jesus. Hear then our prayer. Come now, fulfill thy word, thy blessed promise. Thou said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off the heavenly altar. That's what he played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 1075. Now hidden love of God, whose height, whose depth unfathomed, no man knows. I see from far thy beauteous light, and in thee sigh for thy repose. My heart is pained, nor can it be at rest, till I find rest in thee. Hymn 1075.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to the chapter in Genesis we read, chapter 35. And I'll read the third verse. Genesis 35, verse 3. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. With my dear one, we were reading and are reading through this book of Genesis at the present in our morning and evening worship. And Friday morning, I think it was, we got to this chapter here. And this struck me very, very forcibly. And I looked at it and I thought, yes. And I thought, but no, I could never preach from this. But the more I kept having to look at it. And I kept looking at it and reading over it and reading various references, etc. And I have felt constrained to venture to try to speak from it here this morning. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And yet we say this here in response to the first verse of this chapter, where God speaks to Jacob and commands him, directs him, yes, to go up to Bethel and dwell there and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. So here then, in the day of my distress, well, it was the day when then dear Jacob fled from his father's house because Esau had avouched to slay him, and he fled. See, there was this trouble, there was this distress. Why, and it would be distress, would it not? Oh, great distress. And God's people are not without their trials and troubles, and not without their difficulties. Yes, the Lord mercifully appeared unto Jacob as he fled. And he appeared unto him and he blessed him. There was the dream that he had. And he saw the ladder ascending, the angels ascending and descending. Why? And he says here at the end of it, the Lord says to him, thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. Thou shalt abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, to the south, and in thee, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee. Now, when Jacob heard these words, it must have rejoiced his heart to feel that and to hear God speaking to him, that behold, I am with thee. Why, what more can he say? than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled. He promises him, I will not leave thee. I will not leave thee until I've done that which I've spoken to thee of. Well, you know here that how Jacob woke. He says, this is a dreadful place, none other but the house of God. There's a gate of heaven. And there, and he had these stones that he'd laid his head down on. And there he anointed those stones. He poured oil and he called the name of it Bethel. Because the Lord was there. Now, you and I, have we had a Bethel experience? We had a time when we were in great distress. This just comes to mind. Some of you, no doubt, will remember 2.5 years ago, January, when I came here to preach. I was in great distress. And I was in distress throughout all that Lord's Day until we came to the evening service and the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, feeling that I didn't ought to be in the pulpit, let alone be conducting the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. How many times I had conducted the Lord's Supper, I don't know. But never before. And not since. And I read those words, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. Yes. And there, it was these words. This is my body, which is broken for you. This house of God became to me a Bethel. It's where the Lord heard my poor prayer. Where the Lord gave me sweet hope in his love and his mercy. Not saying I've lived there ever since, because I haven't. But thankfully, I've not been down in the depths that I was in that Lord's Day. And I just mention this because, you see, you, there may be one or more here this morning, yes, that's got an experience. You're down, right down in the depths. Why, what does the dear psalmist say to us here in the 130th Psalm? Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. And no doubt, dear Jacob, he was in the depths. Why, it's very evident, although it doesn't read it there in chapter 28, that he'd ever prayed But it's evident by this chapter here that he did pray and that the Lord did appear unto him. When thou fleddest from the face, the God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother, and his own words, who answered me in the day of my distress. So there's this time of great distress. Well, the distress may be a number of things, but it's the same blessed Spirit, the Spirit of God. Yes, different in its operations, but to the same blessed, gracious effect to bring you and I to Christ, for the Lord of life and glory to be revealed to your heart and soul. Yes, as the hope of love and mercy. You're in distress. The vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It'll surely come, and it will not tarry. Tarry's leisure then. Wait the appointed hour. Wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. Yes, when thou fleddest. Poor Jacob and others, yes, have fled, yes, to the Lord. You see, our friend this morning read at the breakfast table that chapter in Hebrews 6. Why, and there toward the end of it, it speaks of a refuge. Yes. To lay hold on the hope that is set before us. This looking unto Jesus. Oh, and one flees. Dear soul, is that where you are this morning? Fleeing? Yes. Is this, dear soul, is this will? Yes, dear soul, I believe this will, in your case and mine, prove to be a Bethel, where the Lord appears, where the Lord reveals, where the Lord makes known his love and his mercy to your poor, never dying soul. You say, but I am such an awful, dreadful sinner. Well, you're no worse than the man that stands in front of you. No. And dear soul, let's look at the word of God's grace and what it says. You say, well, what does it say that is able to save even to the uttermost all them that come unto God by him? Take that home, dear soul. Think about it. Pray about it. Say to the uttermost, he is able. And furthermore, what does the Lord say by the sweet psalmist? Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will. See? And I will. No conditions laid down whatsoever. And I will answer thee. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy? This all he delights. Ah, Dear Allah, and let me just remind you of something the dear Lord Jesus said also. Why? And that was that there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons that need no repentance. Dear Allah, the Lord is very near. The Lord is very gracious. Who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. Again, by the distress that we spoke and then but briefly of a poor sinner, yes, convinced of their sin, but then yes, and one that has fled. Ah yes, but you know, dear old, you and I can be laying on a bed. We can still, in spirit, flee to Christ. Yeah. And why, laid on a bed of affliction, whether it be at home or whether it be in the hospital. Yes, and there are those in here that know this experience only too well. But, say only too well. But, you see, it's proved to be a Bethel. It's proved to be a Bethel. When sore afflictions on me lie, as though I am blind, too wise to be mistaken, oh, too good to be unkind. And so, there's this then, that who answered me? Who answered me? But perhaps again, why, there are those of us in here also that have witnessed those near and dear to us on the bed of affliction. And again, where we have cried unto the Lord. And where the Lord has appeared. Yes. The God who answered me in the day of my distress. You know, and why, it was a different matter altogether, but I remember an experience I was walking through once, and my dear mother said to me, "My boy," she said, "you'll look back on these days and you'll realise how near the Lord you were and how near the Lord was to you." Yes, dear Ireland, why? Yes, how near the Lord was to us in that time of distress. Whether we were on the bed or whether we were standing by the bed. And how near the Lord was to us. Yes, and dear Ireland, to you that a fleeing to him for refuge and a fled to him for refuge. Why, that he hasn't cut us off as a cumber to the ground, which our sins so richly deserve. Yes, who answered me, who answered me in the day of my distress. You say there was an answer. And yes, oh, it was an answer of peace, was it not? Why, the afflicted, why, there was the restoration, there was the healing. Yes, may well have been a slow progress, but it was progress. And as we look back and remember all the way the Lord our God hath led us these 40 years in the wilderness to humble us, prove us, and to know what was in our heart as to whether we would serve the Lord or no. Who answered me in the day of my distress? Let's go again to dear David. Yes. Why, he had sinned, hadn't he? But his sin brought him into distress. Has your sin ever brought you into distress? You say, what would be the effect of being brought into distress? It would be walking, as it were, hand in hand with David when he penned Psalm 51. It would be walking with the Apostle Paul, who said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death? Say, it's against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. I will there make an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. You know, we sing that hymn sometimes, but why, let's keep here to this blessed book. Why, what is it the dear Lord says to us regarding that hymn? Oh, it's gone from me now, but here in Psalm 73, I think it is, the dear psalmist says this to us: Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Yes, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. Yes, and sometimes, dear soul, you and I, we look at the way and the path that you and I are called to walk and pass through, and we cannot see. No, because our eyes are not looking heavenward. But, dear soul, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward, And thou shalt hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way. God's way. God's ways are just, his counsel's wise. No darkness can prevent his eyes. No thought can fly, nor think can move, unknown to him that sits above. Yes, who answered me in the day of my distress. Hezekiah comes to mind. Yes. Why, he was in great distress, was he not? And he turned his face toward the wall and he wept sore. And indeed, he prayed, did he not? What was his prayer? Part of it was this, wasn't it? Mine age is departed and removed from me as a shepherd's tent. I've cut off like a weaver of my life. Hey, will cut me off with pining sickness from day even to night. Wilt thou make an end of me? I reckon till morning, as a lion, so will he break all my bones. From day even to night, wilt thou make an end of me? Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Well, he was fleeing to the Lord for refuge, was he not? Yes, I will guide thee by my counsel. Why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know each in his due season. The Lord said, what I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Why, what do you read about dear Hezekiah? Why, say, I will make there an altar unto God who answered me. He's come up to Bethel. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. But thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. I will there build, and there I will make an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress. Your soul. Are you going to answer? How are you going to answer this? This that how the Lord appeared unto you. You know, just go back here to Genesis 28 and verse 19, and he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. Listen, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. Yes, who answered me in the day of my distress. The Lord's word to him, yes. And make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Has not the Lord indeed gone before him? Yes, chapter 28. Then there's chapter 29 where Jacob serves those 14 years for two wives. Then there's chapter 30, where there's the birth of all these 11 sons to start with. Benjamin's not yet born. And there's Dinah, the daughter. And then Jacob, he's heard God's word again. Yes, right. And if thou to bring me to my father's house, what he says here, isn't it, in chapter 28? Yes. And so that I come again to my father's house in peace. The Lord tells him to go back to his father's house, to his kindred, and I will deal well with thee. Chapter 32, and why Esau's coming to meet him. This brother that's avouched his death. Ah, yes, another place of distress, wasn't it? And Jacob was left alone. And there he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. Ah, yes, yes, oh, he was left alone, and there Jacob prayed. Out of sheer dire necessity, because God had put it into his heart to pray. It was the only way of escape. Yes, oh, have you got something in your life this morning? It seems the only way of escape. The only way round, the only way out of this trouble is to look heavenward. Call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee. Yeah. And dear soul, who answered me, yes, he's brought him again to his father's house and his land. Yes, where he was brought up. He delivered him from Esau, his brother. Oh, that's a remarkable chapter, isn't it? 34. Yes. Esau's coming there, or 33 rather, coming there to meet him. Yes. He's avouched his death. Ah, you see what prayer does, dear soul. Prayer's the weapon of the feeble, and weakest souls can wield it best. When Jacob meets Esau, where's the sword in Esau's hand? It's gone. He embraces him. He puts his arms around his brother's neck. He kisses him. Ah, what God can do, dear soul. Don't, sinner, don't underestimate the power of prayer. Don't underestimate the God of heaven, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Able to make a way. Well, I will make there an altar unto God. Psalm 34. Yes, it's here. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. But what does it say before that? I'll start here at verse 3. O magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Yes. One was also looking this morning regarding reading. But I looked at this psalm here, number 66. Yes. Yes. Why, the dear psalmist says this to us. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Sinner, you're to be heard. Yes, you are. You're to be heard. And the Lord is able, dear soul. You got it here in the Word of God. He opened the mouth of a dumbass and he spoke in a human voice. And if he can open the mouth of a dumbass, he can open your mouth and mine. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. Dear soul, you see, it's in love to the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, nothing else. No. I didn't join the church just to be a church member. I followed the Lord in humble gratitude for what I hope he had done for me. Sorry. For what I hope he'd done for me. So, are you going to go along the same path? What does it say here? You see, again, here in Genesis 28, Jacob, and Jacob vowed a vow. Psalm 66, I will go into the house, I will go into thy house. With burnt offerings, I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. When I was in trouble, I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings. With the incense of rams, I will offer bullocks with goats. Selah. What do you read here in Hebrews chapter 13? Yes, let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. The verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Yes, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. See, go to him without the gate. Jesus suffered without the gate. He's there, offered as a sacrifice. A sacrifice for sin. He had none of his own. But the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. That is all found in that covenant of divine grace. All the Saviour suffered, bled and died in the sinner's place, Roman stayed. Ah, yes, dear soul. Let's finish where we almost started. Words one quoted. There from Corinthians. But this is my broken body, which is broken for you. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £760, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will preach again on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Wheatley next Lord's Day. And our friends at Oakington hope to hold their anniversary service on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn number 1045. Who will show us any good? Thus the hopeless worldling cries, pleasure, though with zeal pursued, still from his embraces flies. Hymn 1045.
Blessing on this service, and we do pray thy help this evening and this afternoon, And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.